Let us pray. Lord, stop us from being just a cozy family. Let us welcome strangers as if they were you. And then may we go from this place with your presence in our hearts. Amen. The bumper sticker that I read says, "Jesus is coming. Look busy." He's coming. Look busy. Not look holy, not look good, not look thin and blonde and rich and well established, not even look religious. Just look busy. And assessing the final judgment laid down in today's gospel by Judge Jesus, the wisdom of this bumper sticker seems really very profound, at least when you compare it with "honk if you love Jesus." Matthew doesn't use the word "busy," but he does present us a theme which is best summarized as "watch" or "keep watch." His message today carries an active and productive meaning to be awake to opportunity. Awake to what? Awake to opportunity of the works of mercy. Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Go feed the hungry. Give a cup of water to the thirsty. Welcome the stranger into your home. Give your coat to a cold, homeless person. Go sit in the hospital or a nursing home with someone who is sick. Listen to them and pray for them. And go to the prison and give love and hope to those who need forgiveness and care. This looks pretty busy to me. Jesus is coming. I think this gospel reading is one of the most important biblical passages about how we as Christians are to live. But reading it again this week, I was struck not only by the call to action indeed, but I was struck how the righteous and the accused are both very confused by the words of Jesus. They say, "When? When did we see you hungry and thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick, or imprisoned?" Poverty, violence, and injustice so pervade our world that even the saints among us sometimes close their eyes, pass by the other side, and fail to respond in this suffering world. Do we even recognize our encounters with God? And what does Jesus really look like to us? These are the questions I asked myself this week, and will share with you two stories that illustrate looking for Jesus, watching, paying attention, and recognizing our Lord. There's an old legend of Martin of Tours, the soldier saint. One cold winter day, as he was entering a city, a beggar asked him for alms. He had nothing to give him, but the beggar was cold and very blue. Martin took the old soldier's cloak he wore, and he cut it in two, and he gave half to the beggar. That night in his dream, he saw heaven and all the host with Jesus. Jesus was wearing half of the soldier's cloak. One of the angels asked, "Master, why are you wearing that old cloak?" And Jesus answered him, "My servant Martin gave it to me." Mabel Shaw, a missionary to Africa, told about this gospel story to to the little Bantu children about giving a cup of water in the name of the chief, as they called Jesus. In a hot country, a cup of water is beyond price. Not long after she told the children this story, a string of porters came up the village road, obviously exhausted by heat. These men were from the Tutsi tribe, and there had been a history of hostility between the two. All of a sudden, the parade of little children with the water pots on their heads approached the men. The children were a bit apprehensive, but they were determined to carry out what they had learned. They came up to the porters and knelt down, holding their pots of water and saying, "We are the chief's children, and we offer you a drink." The astonished porters knelt in front of these children, and accepted and drank the water. The astonished, the little children ran back to Mabel Shaw and said, "We have given a thirsty man a drink in the name of the chief." In any other circumstances, the porters would have been ignored, but Christianity really bridged that gulf. One simple drink of water. The simple act of the Bantu babies did more to make Christianity real than any number of sermons. I got permission from Cromwell Cleveland, who is one of our retired priests in this parish, to tell you this story about what happened yesterday. I wasn't going to tell you, and I told the 8 o'clockers, and they said I had to tell you. I was with Cromwell at the hospital yesterday. He is in the hospital, so keep him in your prayers. And he was asking me what I was preaching on today, and I told him. And I told him about this story about the Bantu children. And just at that moment, an assistant nurse walked in the room, and he said, "Oh, meet Evelyn. She is my favorite nurse." And I turned to her and looked at her, we had just talked about this story. And she said, "I'm an African refugee." And I said, "Well, we were just talking about a story I'm going to tell tomorrow about the Bantu children and bringing water." And she said, "I am a Bantu." And that wasn't amazing enough. But then she said, "What church do you preach at?" And I said, "St. John's Episcopal Church in Versailles." And she said, "Thank you." She said, "I was brought to America by the Episcopal Church." I think I was supposed to tell this story today. And Cromwell is in good hands. Stories give us great insight into the person of Jesus. But there's really nothing like our own experiences. Not only to see, but to touch and hug and dance and cry with Jesus ourselves. And so, when did I see Jesus? Yesterday, for sure. But I see Jesus living at 356 Max Welton Court in Lexington, Kentucky. This is a very special place where I served as chaplain for 3 years. This is the ministry at St. Agnes House. You have noticed how we pray for St. Agnes House every week in our prayers of the people. This is a 32-year-old ministry of hospitality in our diocese. And it is where I keep watch and where I stay awake encountering the living Christ. As I think about our ministry there, and our guests who come, I can't help but see the image of our loving, merciful, compassionate God. Our guests come to Lexington for many kinds of medical treatments and find a home away from home at St. Agnes. I'd like to share with you a little about this community. Our guests arrived broken in body, mind, and spirit. Many times they are very afraid and uncertain about everything from their upcoming treatments in the hospital to their families they left behind, and certainly about their financial burdens they face. But this small community is safe because it is together, shared meals, common concerns, and their joyful celebrations. It is a community of the heart. It grows from the spiritual knowledge that we are alive not for ourselves, but for one another. The guests sooner or later discover that they will survive. As we cease being individuals struggling alone with our pain and becoming instead a community, sharing our suffering in a great and holy act of compassion. If you haven't been to St. Agnes' house, ask me and I'll take you. I would love to show you. So I see Jesus at St. Agnes' house, hungry and thirsty, a stranger away from home, sick, tired, and lonely, those who are in prison and imprisoned by their displacement. There is an insightful quote that says, "Every person you meet is a holy encounter." It has to be holy if Jesus is there. When did you see Jesus? And when did you serve him? Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me. Amen.